Thursday night, or L'chof Kislev, and we're learning Tanya, and we're really up to Perek Chof Gimel, but we're going to learn the end of Perek Chof Beis. He's talking in Perek Chof Beis. He talks about Hashpoas Hashem, right? If the many tzimtzumim rabim v'shonim, if the whole like Hashem's rotzon, Hashem's dibur, which is unlike people's dibur, which is not mufrod from Hashem, it's an expression, a gilui of Him. So, and that has many manifestations. It has many tzimtzumim shonim, and that's why you have so many brios, starting from the Olam Atzilus and Bria and Yetzirah and Asiya, and even in Olam Asiya, different kinds of animals and different kinds of things, and millions and millions and millions of things. Even klipos, even evil, ra, klipos, sitra achra, forces which are anti-Hashem, so to speak. So what's that all about? So he says there's a concept of ponim and achorayim. It's like you give someone a gift, so he gives a marshal, you have to give an enemy a gift. You don't like him, you don't want to give him the gift, but circumstances, because of certain circumstances, you have to give him a gift. So you give it what's called a chorayim. You don't want to look at him. In fact, in other words, it's manifested lamata in our world also as a hester upon him. Like you can't look at him, you don't want to look at him. When you give a matana to someone you like and you love, so you give it to them and you're smiling, and upon him really, the Tanya says, reflects a rotzon panimi. It has the root of the word panimi. It reflects panimi, that you really want this. And achorayim reflect that you turn away, you don't really want it, it's hester. And again, circumstances force you to give it to him, but that's not your rotzon panimi. That's not what you really want. You want it because you need it. Like saying Hashem wants the evil to exist, so that he says the tzaddikim should get schar and the rishom should get punished. So the world he made needs it, but its connection to him is not bechinas a hashpa of panim, but rather of achorayim, meaning hester. And that's called, so the hashpa is called a hashpa as Hashem, a chiyus from Hashem, it's bechinas achorayim de kedusha, and that's why it's called Elokim. He calls it Elokim Acherim at that point. Vihine, even from the middle of Perek Chof Beis, I don't know how you have it. Vihine, Ratzon Ha'el, you didn't bring a Tanya? I should. What? Vihine. Vihine Ratzon Ha'el, and the Bechinas Ponim.
Further down on the right.
What?
It's
Chav Zayinam and Beis. Vihine Ratzon Ha'el, and Bechinas Ponim. Meaning, it's the Ratzon Apnimi. In Makor Achayim, that's the Makor Achayim, HaMachayas Kol HaOlamos. Because that's the Ratzon Hashem, and it's the Ratzon Apnimi. Ulefi She'en Asherek Klal Ala Sitra Achra. But the Sitra Achra, like, lives Bechinas Achorayim. So there's Hester there. It has Chiyus from Hashem, because it's Ratzon. But it's not a Ratzon Pnimi, it's not even Ratzon Chitzoni. Really, in other places, Chassidus talks about three Madregas. Here he really talks about two, but there's really three. There's Ratzon Pnimi, Ratzon Chitzoni, and then there's Bechinas Achorayim. If a person builds a house, he said, so his Ratzon Pnimi is to have a house. not to have the workers there with making them, you know, not to have workers or to have architectural plans or to pay the workers. And that's called Ratzon Chitzoni. The Ratzon Pnimi is to have a house. The noise and the dirt and the mess and the, that's called Achorayim. Like, you have to be soivel because, you know, that's what you got to do in order to have a house. But you don't want that at all. You want it, but you don't want it. So that would be the Bechinas Achorayim. You go to work to earn money. Money is not even your Ratzon Pnimi, hopefully. There's some people who are sick people, so the money is the Ratzon Pnimi. But the Ratzon Pnimi is the food or the tape recorder or your possessions should be the Ratzon Pnimi. I'm talking about not getting into Frumkite now, I'm just giving a marshal. The Ratzon Pnimi would be the food on the table. The Ratzon Chitzon, and maybe not even, maybe the Ratzon Pnimi would be to live. And you just have to have food in order to live. So the Ratzon Chitzoni would be to earn money. And the going to work every day and waking up early and fighting traffic and etc., that's Achorayim. You know, you don't want that at all, but you know, that's what you got to do. So he says, so he's going to really talk about it in the next parak, which we probably won't get to today, that the Ratzon Pnimi of Hashem is Klal Yisrael. That's what the first Rashi says. Bishul HaTorah Shenikra Reishis, Bishul Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. Really, all the olamos and everything that he's talking about as Ratzon Elyon, Ponim, as opposed to Achorayim, in the real chilik he makes in other places with his three levels, that's really Ratzon Chitzoni. The only Ratzon Pnimi is Yisrael and Torah and Mitzvahs. All the olamos and everything is Ratzon, Bechinas Ponim, but it's Ratzon Chitzoni, not Ratzon Pnimi. Because Ratzon Pnimi is Torah and Mitzvahs and the Jewish people. That's Ratzon Pnimi. And that's why he created everything. The Sitra Achra and the Klipas and the existence and the possibility of evil is Bechinas Achorayim. So he says, so here he talks about just the Ratzon Elyon Bechinas Ponim, which would include Ratzon Pnimi and Ratzon Chitzoni. So that's Makor Achaim HaMachayas Kol Olamos. L'fishei Nesher Klal Al Sitra Achra. So the Sitra Achra sort of lives from Bechinas Achorayim. It also has to have a connection to the Eibishter. There's no such thing, right? Everything needs a connection and a hashpah. But the hashpah of the Sitra Achra and the Klip is on Bechinas Achorayim. Shall Ratzon Elyon. So what if it's like, who cares? Like what? So Eina Malubish B'toicha Mamish El Makif Aleha. It's not an inner. The Ratzon Hashem. If you think of the Mishalim, you can really understand it better. Like the noise when you're building a house, or the tircha when you're going to a job. So you're not malubish in it. You're not into it. Right? You want to avoid it. You don't really want it. If you can get out of it, you can get out of it. You just have to be soivel it. But you're not there. That's not where you are. Normally, you are where your ratzon is. You're into it. We even say it in English. That's the lashon. We're into it. When it's Bechinas Achorayim, we're not into it. It's just something we do, and you know, we keep it chitzayni. That's why you don't want to look at the person, because the ponim would already involve you more. When you give and you smile and you look at him, you're giving of yourself also. You don't want that. So that's why it's makif. So he says the Bechinas Achorayim is not only Bechinas Achorayim, but it's not even malubish. B'toicha mamish, the Ratzon Hashem is not in it. Ela makif aleha melamala. V'lachein imokam hamisa v'hatumah Hashem yishmerenu. Ki ma'at mizair or v'chiyus sheyonekes u'makabelas l'tocha. You have to have something or else it wouldn't live. Rabbi Yael compared it to, if you think of a Gilgal, if you think of a Gilgal on the Shomus, and sometimes you have the neshama of a person inside of an animal. So when you have that, it's totally not mashpi on the animal. It's so behester that it's chiyus. You know, it's just giving chiyus, that's all. That's the neshama of the animal, is the neshama of a person, but only to give chiyus, but there's absolutely no hashpah. it's so mustar and it's so covered up and it's so benister that it's not, the animal is not at all mushpa. It's an animal. It acts like an animal, 100%. So no hashpa. So you say here also, the sitra achra, the klipos, they have to have chiyus, some connection from Hashem, but it's bechinas achorayim. Hashem is not. It's makif. And that's why that could be a makom misa v'tumma Hashem yishmerenu, because it only exists. Like there's no hashpa Hashem there. Only chiyus. That was his marshal. Only chiyus, no hashpa. And that's golus mamish betoicha. Now here already, the Tanya implies by as he's saying it's makif. It's not. It's makif. It's makif. Ain't a malubish betoicha mamish. El makif aleha. Makif means it's around it. It's not in it. L'cheni makom amisu v'atum Hashem yishmerenu. But then he says, b'chinas acharayim d'kdusha shalomalu hu b'chinas golos mamish betoicha b'soid golos hashchina hanal. So that was explained that you really can't have just makif. If it's total makif and it doesn't enter at all, there wouldn't be any chiyus either. Like makif, if Hashem is not there in some sense, then. But it's like the marshal is a good marshal with the neshama of a person inside of a behemoth. So there's no hashpa. It's totally muster. It's total hester. So that's Bechina's golus. But you can't see the Shekhinah there. You don't know it's there. It's not Nikar that it's there. It's totally, totally Mustar. And you don't see it. You can't see it. It's. So that's why that's Bechina's golus, the Shekhinah. So the degree to which it is Malubish, it's total Hester. And if you sense it or see it, it's together Makif. And the tenuous connection that must be there for some form of chiyus, even if it's a makom misa v'tumma, but it has to exist. That's totally muster, and that's golus to shechina. Now he says, v'lachein nikra b'shem Elohim acherim she'avodah zorah mamish. Now he gives really a different interpretation. I'm not sure how it fits, because before he gave a different interpretation, he really ends up giving in this parak two interpretations of the Elohim Acherim. And according to the first interpretation, we said you should really read it Elohim Acherim. Because before he said Elohim Acherim is Hashpa from Hashem, except Bechinas Achorayim. Acherim, Achorayim. So maybe you should read it Elohim Acherim. I don't know. Right. When you read it, you of course say Elohim Acherim, but when you talk about it, so it's Mekubal to say Elohim Acherim, but according to his first interpretation, maybe you would have to say Elohim Acherim, because it really refers to Hashem, Bechinas Achorayim. But in this interpretation that he says now on this line, I'm not sure, I don't, gives a second pshat, that the Lechein Nikra is the Sitra Achra he's talking about. It's called Elohim Acherim because you're talking about a lack of a place that seems empty of Hashem, Chas v'Shalom, and that's Avodah Zorah Mamash Ukfira Ba'achduso Shel Melech Malchei Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's Shechinta B'Galuso Ki Me'achar She Or Chiyus the Kedusha He Bechinas Golus B'Tocha. So there's Ein B'Teila Klal. So this existence, this thing, is not bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or it seems as if it's not. It doesn't feel bottled. It's independent. Independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's already Elohim HaKherim. And that's Avodah Zorah Kfir Mamish. Because really, it is bottled. It's just the chiyus of the or is so behester. So it allows, like, for ke'ilu, there's no bittel. That's the effect. The effect of the hester is ke'ilu, there's no bittel. Ein b'teila klal l'gabi kedushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Golas the Shechina, it's totally, it's not here. Like, we don't see it. There's no Hashpa. V'adar Rabba, Magbiya Atzma Kinesher, Lomar Ani V'av Siod. That's where Kfira comes in. That you feel, that it feels that there's an independent existence. Any manifestation of the Sitra Achra and the Klippus is that Ein Elokim. Where you say Ani V'av Siod. But there is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'vayochel. There's no bittel to the Eibishter. Uchumaymar, like Paro says, Yor Li V'ani Asisini, where there's a negation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he goes, like, so you have like Mamish Avodah Zarah, Makom Misa V'tumah, where Hashem's Hashpoah is total behester, and the Kehilu is no Hashpoah at all. And it's just a tenuous link to make Chiyus, because why is this all there? Who needs it? Because he said Hashem wants it to give Sachar to the Tzaddikim and Einish to the Rishon. That's this Bechira, that's what the world is all about. Overcoming this entity, going away from this entity and hooking up with Eibishter. But Lachain Amru Chazal, Shigasus Haruach Shkula Kavodah Zarah Mamish. Like, whoa, how do you get from there to there? Ki Iker V'Shorash Avodah Zarah, that's very important words. The root, the principle, the concept of Avodah Zarah, of Elohim Acherim, Humashenechshav L'Dover B'Fnei Atzmo, Nifrad Mikdushoso Shel Mokom. See, this really fits in beautifully. Those who learned Chavis Halvavis Shar HaKniyah know that the real Kniyah, he talks about Anova, Kniyah, the opposite of Gassus Ruach, is Kniyah Ta'akodesh Baruch Hu. Right? Unlike other Musa Sforim, the Chavis Halvavis doesn't talk about Anova vis-a-vis other people. That is already follows in the wake of the real Kniyah. The real Kniyah is Bittul Tashem, and that's what he spends the whole Shara Kniyah explaining, is Kniyah Bittul Takarish Baruch Hu. So that's what he's saying here too, that Gassus HaRuach is compared by the Gemara Tavodah Zarah because of the principle involved, with Gassus HaRuach being, you can't have Gassus HaRuach if you're aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah in your life and how you owe everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you have nothing on your own. Right? What's his lashon? Kuli alma kolo choshev, right? So it tries to be about gaiva, it's like absurd. It's absurd, it's stupid, it's silly, it's babyish. The teretz is you're holding that you're not bottled to the Eibishter. And you feel some sense of self, satisfaction, that you are responsible for anything you've accomplished or that you have. So that is Avodah Zarah. Okay, so you're not going to give a guy skila for it, but it's the Ikar V'Sharish Avodah Zarah, he says. U'mashenech shel ledover b'fnei atzmo, that you don't have this bittel. Nifrad, and you consider yourself nifrad and independent, mikedushoso shel mokom. V'lo kfir b'Hashem legamri, you don't need kfir b'Hashem legamri, that Hashem doesn't exist. You don't have to be an atheist for this. K'diyoma b'gemara, the korule alakod alakaya. They admitted that there was a higher power. Maybe that even that he's stronger than them. But they have an independent existence. Ubezem mafridim esatzmo mikdushoso shel mokom baruch hu. Shemeyachah shem betelim lo yuzbarach. They're not, ki ein kedusha. He said this in an earlier parak. Ki ein kedusha el yoyna shoyra. To have Kedusha, there has to be Bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means Bittul. And if you feel independent, it's a lack of Bittul. So there can't be Kedusha there. And Adarab, it's Avodah Zarah, it's Kilo Avodah Zarah Mamish, meaning it's the Ikar V'Shoyrish Avodah Zarah, where you say you count for something. You are not Bittul to the Eibishter. You have an independent existence, ego, ideas, and it's not all just a reflection and a hashpah and a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lachei Nikroim, the Klipos, in Zohar are called Turei de Piruda, mountains of Pirud. Mountains is at Gassus. He's trying to show that Gassus is Avodah Zorah, so a mountain is high. And Piruda means Nifrad. It acts and considers itself Nifrad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Turei de Piruda, Bezorei HaKadosh, that's the klipas are called Turei de Piruda. Farezu Kfira, and this is Mamish. In Dakus, a Balgaiva is an Oyver Avodah Zorah. Because a Balgaiva, by definition, is considering himself independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you wouldn't be considering yourself independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're not going to be a Balgaiva. It's a contradiction in terms. It's absurd. And you see that in the Chayvus HaLevavos too. That's really the Chayvus HaLevavos' point in Shar HaKniyah. That, you know, to the degree that you're bottled HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be an on-off. Because you're going to realize you have nothing of your own. Right? Less lay me gar me klum. So the Balgaiva is a reizu kfira bachduso amitis, the kule kame kuloi choshiv, u botl be'emes lo yisbarach ulerizono, hamachaya es kulam, u mahava osa me ayin liyesh, tomid, right? It wasn't a one-shot deal that stopped, but it's a constant, it's constantly going on. The existence and the hisavus of everything is always ongoing. Botel to the Ratzon Hashem, and the Ratzon Hashem is always Vatomachayas Kulam. Everything's existence is constantly happening through the Ratzon Hashem, which is constant. And the Balgaiva is wants to remove himself from that. Okay, we'll stop here. 10 o'clock, we'll stop here. And session next week, we'll continue with Perek Chof Gimel. I'm going to have to stay for Marav. I didn't have Marav yet. That's why I'm not, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Okay, you should go.
This could be a Balgaiva to your peers. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in a different league.
That's why the Chayvus HaLevavos is so valuable to learn. Because someone would not be a Balgaiva to his fellow man if he's truly Batel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because then he has nothing to be a Balgaiva about. Doesn't matter. Everything he has is a gift from Hashem. You're not going to be...
My peers, let's say I'm...
Nothing, but you, it's not yours. Mariv, Esav Areva, Old Shlosh Esri Dakot.
I'm going to share them back.
What?
It's only going to be 10 o'clock.
No, so they made a mistake. It's 10:15. Oh. Are you here? Can I use the computer for?
You can use the computer.
I don't know. I Ephraim Naaman. I don't know why. Did someone ask him to? I think that's pretty.
He's on the list.
Oh. He picked it when it was totally overflowing.
Who's the other? What happened was, I by accident deleted the list. But no, that you said.